Arkansas's economy continues to outperform its forecasts. The December revenue report, released earlier this week by the Department of Finance and Administration, shows the state's net available general revenue totaled $530.3 million for December. That's 7.3% above forecast, but $17.2 million, or about 3% below last year's amount. Michael Packow with the Arkansas Economic Development Institute says one area of the economy that continues to see success is in sales and use tax collections. The December amount totaled $229.7 million.
Sales and use tax collections continue to be stronger than we had anticipated, largely due to some of the stimulus programs that helped keep purchasing power in people's hands and allowed them to continue to spend. So that's been something of a surprise. Consumer spending has boosted sales and use tax collections. They were about about 2.1% ahead of last year, which was about 2.3% above forecast.
Packow says one possible explanation for the increase in sales and use collection could be how Arkansans are choosing to spend their money in the middle of a pandemic.
What we found is that people are spending less on things that are obviously restricted, like dining out, other forms of entertainment, going to the movies, the theater, things like that. But people are spending more on groceries, on food made at home. They're spending more on home improvement supplies and a number of other categories.
Despite the ongoing recession and continued unemployment holding back the economy, Packow says consumer confidence has not been impacted the way it normally would, with Arkansans still spending as opposed to holding on to their earnings. Business, healthcare, and service industry jobs have seen the steepest downturn in Arkansas as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to a new report by Central Arkansas Planning Agency Metroplan. The biannual Economic Trends and Outlook report shows a drop of roughly 11% in leisure and hospitality jobs between April 2019 and April 2020, as well as just under 7% for education and healthcare and about 5% in business. Jonathan Lupton, senior planner for publications at Metroplan, says the most noticeable economic effects of the pandemic should begin to end soon, though the long-term impact is still unclear.
And we'll probably see it more or less come to an end this year. At some point in 2021, things will be more or less back to normal. We don't know exactly, but they will get back to normal, and then we'll see employment jump. But there are going to be after effects because it's just been too long of a recession, you know, and it has that effect. It's deprived people of their livelihoods. It's deprived some people of their savings and their business plans and things like that. And so there's going to be an adjustment period that will last at least 2 or 3 years, I'd say.
Lupton says the Little Rock area has been impacted more than most of the state due to a large number of healthcare and service industry employers. Despite that, he says different needs brought on by the pandemic have created an opportunity for growth in some sectors.
We've seen a rapid rise in digital banking. The economy was already moving toward digital banking before COVID-19, but the pandemic, for obvious reasons, has accelerated the digital banking thing. And the Little Rock area has a significant role in digital banking and also in cybersecurity, which is closely related to digital banking.
Lupton says despite an overall economic downturn, retail sales in the state and in counties saw a jump over the summer. He says he expects real estate markets to shift their emphasis from commercial office space to new homes as a result of more employers encouraging remote work.